the interceptions. One was on a tip, and one was on a bomb Hail Mary. So really, were they athletic interceptions? No, they were almost more kind of luck. They struggled to defend the deep ball. Their defensive line is very good, and their linebackers are very good. But that secondary, there are some questions, and I'd be curious to see if they hit a team that really, really throws the ball, such as Beale City, how they do against them. Because if Vassar can throw for 175 yards on them, a good quality team like a Beale City or some of the teams are going to see in playoffs sure can.
And what Michael's talking about here, Vassar's Michael Pratt was 14 for 22 in passing, one of the area's best quarterbacks, and I will say that. But 175 yards, three interceptions, though, on the night. One was, like you said, one was tipped, one was a bomb. And
only one
was
his fault, I will say.
And that was right at halftime there. But, I mean, we're seeing passes of 35 yards, 30 yards, 15, 14 at the end. They just kept chipping away. It was almost like the reciprocal of Terrence Dubes doing it to Vassar with 6 yards every single carry. Vassar kept going with those dump passes, the screen passes, and the slants, and they're picking up 6 to 8 yards every time.
Exactly. If you look at the pressure he was under, I'm talking about Dustin Cady, if you look at the pressure he was under tonight, how many times he got hit, he absolutely got leveled 3 times, and he got hit total probably 10-plus times.
You're talking Michael Pratt.
Or Pratt, yeah. I'm sorry. And basically to throw for 175 yards yet after the pressure he was on, to me, is quite impressive. And I will say I will only credit him for one interception because of the tip in the Hail Mary. I mean, you're sending up a prayer at halftime, so it's not a legit defect by the quarterback. You're just trying to make a play before halftime.
So let's go through here the offensive stats for Lakers. Leading the rushing attack, obviously, Terrence Dubes. 2 touchdowns on the night for 152 yards off of 23 carries. He averaged 6.6 yards a carry. Dustin Cady, the quarterback, back from an injury. 2 touchdowns, 62 yards off of 9 carries. He averaged 6.8 yards a carry. Then we had Brennan Wisner got in the end there for 6 carries for 23 yards. His longest 26 on the night. Brandon Wischlager, 1 carry for 18 yards. Mauricio Diaz-Reyes, 7 carries for 14 yards and 1 fumble. And Evan Shemka, 4 carries for 20 yards. Passing the ball, Dustin Cady, 5 for 7 for 105 yards. His long was 42 yards on the very first pass of the night. He followed up with a 16, a 39, and a 4, and a 4. Seth Bowles brought in 2 for 4 for 81 yards, both long passes of 42 and 39. Brandon Wischlager, 2 for 2 for 20 yards, and Terrence Dubes was 1 for 1 for 4 yards receiving.
The neat thing with that, Brandon Wischlager is actually only a sophomore for Lakers, too. I don't know if a lot of people know that, but if you look at what he did tonight, and Clark just said his stats, the kid played a heck of a ball game. But for me, Vassar lost big. Isaac Greaves had an awesome, awesome game. I don't know how many total tackles he had, but that kid played his heart out, and he did get a little banged up, but he got back in there, and he played tough. You know, even though he was down, he was a player that stood out to me. And then as a group, what stood out to me was the defensive line of Lakers.
Vassar's Isaac Creeves, 7 tackles, and then on top of that, 3 tackles for a loss on the night for a total of 10 tackles. But then the penalties started to add up here for Vassar's defense. They had 3 offsides, 1 horse collar, and 1 illegal procedure on defense. As far as the Vassar's offense goes, 1 hold, 2 false starts, and 1 offensive pass interference. Offensively, rushing the attack for Vassar was Michael Pratt, the quarterback, 11 carries for 51 yards and 2 touchdowns. And then DeAndre Callahan, 4 carries for 18 yards. Robert Atwood, 5 carries for 12 yards. And Isaiah Gonzalez, 1 for 6 yards. And like you said, Mike, it all comes down to that front defensive line of Lakers, and they control the trenches all night long.
Yeah, that front four for Lakers, you know, they run a base 4-3, but the front four is all 200-plus pounds. And there was, I mean, 2 guys, and I could not believe the pressure Pratt had. He realistically, if he wasn't as athletic as he is, if you take a base quarterback, which a lot of them are in this league, he gets sacked probably 4 or 5 more times than what he did tonight if he doesn't have his athleticism. He made a lot of plays with his feet, but he had to. The offensive line for Vassar is undersized compared to Lakers' defensive line and just not quite as athletic. Lakers' defensive line just puts so much pressure on a quarterback. If you're not athletic, you don't stand a chance versus Lakers on this defensive line.
Receiving the ball for Vassar, David Wargo with 103 yards off of 6 completions, off of 7 attempts. His long was 35. He also chapped in there a 30-yard reception from Pratt. Deandre Callahan, 3 for 5 for 29 yards. Lamont Morrison, 1 for 3 for 13 yards. And Tyler Humpert, that 6'7" tight end, 3 for 3 for 29 yards. David Wargo returned 3 kickoffs for 31 yards. Isaiah Gonzalez, 1 for 8. And Robert Atwood jumped on one as well. Michael Pratt had 2 punts in the night for 85 yards. One was inside the 20, actually inside the 10. He averaged 42.5 on punts tonight. Like we said, Vassar's penalties, 4 penalties for 35 yards on offense. Defense, they had 5 for 30 yards. So 75 yards in penalty yards for Vassar off of 9 flags. That's, and I was impressed by Lakers tonight. They really cleaned that up. They only had 6 penalties for 45 yards tonight. Much improved from 103 last week.
Yes, much improved. You're going to have more penalties with a freshman quarterback in, but what I like to see out of Lakers tonight was the coaching staff. How many, you know, 4th and 4, 3rd and 8s did they call hard counts and catch Vassar off guard and get just free first downs, freebies? They did them at the right time. They did them smart. And you got to credit Lakers. More discipline tonight in that perspective. I don't think – how many penalties did they have in the second half? The Lakers only had maybe 1 or 2.
It was very clean second half.
Very clean second half for Lakers. It's kind of hard to have penalties when you have the ball offensively for over 17 minutes. Yeah.
In the second half alone.
But, yeah, you got to credit Lakers. They proved they're the best team in the West tonight.
They had over 30 minutes of possession on the night. 30 minutes and 18 seconds.
Wow.
Lakers held the ball tonight over the Vassar Vulcans.
He had a 48-minute game. That's pretty impressive.
Not bad at all. Some final scores from around the region. Last we heard, Denkerville was beating Caseville 70-0. Peck and Morris in 8-man. Peck takes out Morris 22-6 in 11-man football. Harbor Beach, final score over Memphis, 50-0. Ubley falls to Sandusky, 13-6. Sandusky with the win. Ubley now falls to 1-4. Sandusky is 2-2. Brown City falls to Marlette. Marlette 47, Brown City 20. Marlette now 4-1, Brown City 2-3. Reese Falls, USA, gets their first victory of the season. USA 8, Reese 6. Just a high offensive power game there. USA gets their first victory of the night or the year at 1-4, taking out Reese to 8-6. Yeah, Reese now falls to 1-4.
It's just shocking and sad to see, because 10 years ago, I mean, you're talking about literally two of the best programs in the West. And to be, it's just a tough year. They just need to regroup, get through it. You know, USA's down on numbers. You know, you hear people say, oh, they should go to 8-man. No, they shouldn't. They got the kids. You're going to have your down years. You know, I remember, you know, Troy Shelkey at Harbor Beach went 1-8 in 2009, and 2012 he won a state championship. Mm-hmm. 3 years later. So, you know, if you're USA, if you're Reese, you're still good programs. Keep your head up. You know, your kids are going to go through. Try and do the best that you can with your underclassmen and just move on from this. But it's a tough year for both of those programs.
And the score of the night, Bad Axe holds off Cass City in Cass City. Bad Axe 50, Cass City 40. Bad Axe now 3-2 and tied atop the Greater Thumb West with the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers at 2-0. The Bad Axe takes out Cass City 50-40 in a very close game, back and forth the whole way. Michael, let's take a look at Bad Axe's schedule the rest of the way here. They won on the road tonight in Cass City.
You know, not only did they win on the road,
they have 2 road victories thus far in the season.
And they put up 50 points. On the road, I mean, I can't remember the last time Bad Axe has scored 50 points. Do we have any more no stats tonight?
A lot. Let's just put it that way.
Okay. Because, I mean, the kid had to have 300 yards of total offensive self. I heard of some big runs. We had some reports in. This kid is only a junior. And if, you know, everyone, oh, it's because he's on Bad Axe. He is making something out of that team. And I tell you what, he is one of the better quarterbacks in the Greater Thumb, period, East and West. And don't even look at their record. If you look at what this kid's done particularly, and particularly as a junior, if you were to compare his stats to, you know, Josh Shelkey and Pratt and all these other kids,
Mason Erla,
I'll bet you would be shocked if you took individual stats from the powerhouse teams like Marlette, Harbor Beach, and Lakers and compared his